question which comes up in regards to chatzitza is a person has writing on his hand or something of that sort. Is that a problem? So that's clear in halacha. That's something which has no height to it. You can't feel any mamashes when you rub your hand. You rub your other hand over where that is. You don't feel anything. That's not considered a chatzitza. So the fact that you have writing on your hand, the person has a stamp in his hand, something of that sort, that's not considered a problem. Paint, on the other hand, a person was painting and he got some paint on his hand where there's a certain level of mamashes to it. So that is considered a problem. The one exception to that is as a person whose job is a painter, his umness is that he goes and paints, so he's constantly walking around with little pieces of paint. It's hard to get everything off. So that he is not makbid, and people of his sort are also not makbid, so that's not considered a chatzitza. I got an interesting shout that somebody asked me if he was working in the summer in a camp where he was running the arts and crafts program for 3 weeks. So for those 3 weeks, he had a lot of paint constantly. He was dealing with paint constantly, but the rest of the year, he's not like that. So the case of Allah talks about a person who's a painter, that's his job, an ongoing. Right, see, now he's joined the painter's league. But this person only in the painter's league for three weeks. Is that, for him, would that be considered a chatzitza issue? The fact that he has paint like that, it would seem to me that it is. But I don't have a clear answer on that. The person has a fingernail which is partially on, partially off. Is that a problem of chatzitza? The water can't get to in that little area where the fingernail, the part which is torn off, is touching the fingernail very close. Is that considered a problem? Is considered a problem the fact that the fingernail is hanging loose over there? What's the status of that? So if the majority of the fingernail is torn loose, it's not considered a chatzitza. If the minority of the fingernail is loose, it is considered a chatzitza. And the person should really, at that point in time, cut off the rest of the fingernail. He won't have a problem of considered a chatzitza. Person has a wound on his hand. And so there's some dried blood, or it's still bleeding a little bit. So the blood which is in the area of the wound itself is not considered a chatzitza. The scab which is right over the wound is not considered a chatzitza. Sometimes it spreads beyond that, so that those little pieces of blood could be removed even without causing any pain. So that which can be removed without causing any pain is considered a chatzitza. That which is considered, it would be painful to remove, is not considered a chatzitza. A person gets stitches in his hands. So getting stitches in a hand, what is the status of stitches? So if you can get stitches which absorb water, they do not block the water, that's not a problem. If you get stitches which dissolve on their own, it's not a problem. If you get stitches which do not dissolve on their own, they have to be removed by the doctor, has to remove them, and they're very tight and they do not absorb water, so that would be considered a chatzitza. In regards to some of these things which are considered a chatzitza, what do you do when you want to wash? We will talk about that, Bezus Hashem. The same thing in regards to a bandage. We'll have to talk about the status of what to do if the person has a... So if the wound is still such that he cannot remove the bandage has to be on. If you remove it, it would be painful to remove the bandage. At that point in time, the bandage is not considered a chatzitza. We still have to discuss what to do with the washing and the water getting in that spot as well. But if it could be removed, it's ready towards the end of the process of healing, and the bandage could be removed. So in that situation, the bandage would be considered a chatzitza. You would have to take it off before you wash. You could put it on back again after you wash, but you would have to take it off before you wash. We'll talk about some more halachas tomorrow. Have a good morning.